Pine Valley Local Admin District. And certainly want to welcome everybody that's here tonight. And we've got a few items on the agenda of interest and things like that. And we've got a few routine items that we usually address each month as we get together. And what we'd like to do is Emily's going to offer a prayer for us, and then I'll follow up with the Pledge of Allegiance. So when she's done with the prayer, if we could all stand, and then I'll do the pledge, and then we'll go on with the agenda from there. So if you would, Richard.
Father in heaven, thank you for the opportunity to gather this evening as community members in this beautiful valley. Please bless us that we'll be inspired to serve our community and to make this community a great place for all involved to live. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. So if we could all stand, please. Flag is right behind us. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much. Remember back in the military days, you could lock your heels and salute and stand at attention while the Pledge of Allegiance was being played on the different military installations where we lived at times and so forth. We have a new board member tonight.
Oh. Hey. So hey. The guy in the middle.
You got about 3 claps out of 12 or
something. Yeah, it's better than normal.
His name is Brad Esposito, and we all know Brad. A good man, works really hard here at the fire station and lots of other things. And how long have you been associated with Pine Valley?
Since 1990.
Yeah,
full time for 7 years now.
Yeah, sounds good. We look forward to Brad's contributions to the board, to the community. One thing that we focused on here, Brad, a lot is the fact that it's not for us, it's for the community.
Absolutely.
When we look for the good of the community and all of what we do here, that sort of a thing there. So we want to welcome you to the board here and so forth. So we have an item that was put out on Nextdoor and everything else, item number 3. And that has to do with Todd Breinholt. Todd, if you want to go ahead and give us a presentation. It has to do with the South Communications broadband?
South Central.
South Central.
We're actually called ASSI Broadband now. We named ourselves.
Okay.
So, my name is Todd Breinholt with South Central.
You the ones doing all the work down in Central? over the winter? Okay.
Yeah. So what my company would like to do, we'd like to put in a fiber optic system in the community. So that would bring fiber optics. How do you explain it? It's the end all for communications. I mean, you hear about coaxial, it has its limitations. Telephone has its limitations, plain old POTS lines. Radio has its limitations. Fiber optics doesn't.
Right.
It is endless. It's a medium that can carry whatever and how much data you want to whatever point. And that's what we'd like to bring to the community, and that's what I'm hoping to see if you guys would permit us to do. We'd like to start probably, I'm not sure, let me tell you the entire situation. Central right now, we thought for sure we'd be able to get our main line in, but we weren't able to due to permitting. But our main line goes from Enterprise to Central, and we wasn't able to get all the permits for that. So we're going to do that, and hopefully in a month or sooner, we'll be able to start that. Our permits are really close. And then as soon as that line is in, then we'll have all the signaling for Central. And Central will be lit up. They'll be able to get their internet and whatnot. But right now, unfortunately, we've got a complete system that has no light to it. So as soon as that's done, we're going to start from Central and run all the way to Pine Valley. along the main road and down, and be able to provide you guys with the best internet that can be provided. So.
So I've given thought to some of this. I'm sure many of the rest of us here in the room have. Obviously, you mentioned about unlimited bandwidth and speed of light, you know, through the fiber optics and all that sort of thing. Many of us already have InfoWest. Many of us go to Starlink, you know, those kinds of things like that. There's a lot of work we're required, Todd, to get that cable into the ground.
Yes.
All that sort of thing, all the trenching work that would need to be done, all that kind of thing all the way around and so forth. And so, of anything, what we would, the way I see it, is that we would probably, without question, you've given us this handout here, but it would require us going to the community in itself, you know, kind of a survey.
Uh-huh.
And say, okay, are you interested as a community or not with this unlimited bandwidth and that sort of thing? Goodness, do we have a question from the room here? Any?
Have you done a feasibility study on it, from bringing it up here?
Feasibility?
All right, you know what, that's above my pay grade. So they have told me that this is what we're gonna do. My supervisors, my people are above me.
Yeah.
And I assume, yes, there must be.
So just to be 100% clear, the overlay zone doesn't directly address this, Frank.
Right.
It does address towers, but it doesn't address this. So any of your permitting and everything would be through the county. We would just be involved, I would assume, as a conduit to community information and coordinating, but we don't really have any legislative input on this one way or the other, as best I can tell, as it relates to the overlay zone.
No, but you do have an airframe.
Yes. Yeah.
And you could relay a lot of this information if they're interested. It's just like all kinds of, no, I haven't made any attempts.
No, I'm sorry, I interrupted you, go ahead.
Oh. No, please finish
have
your
sentence. Have you made, I forgot what my question is.
Like contacting another.
No, have you applied to the county? I mean,
yes.
Where are you in your process?
Well, this will be, as far as the county goes, I've got to do some, step through some hoops. You know, they want me to do some signings around town. They want us to present up there, but it's a pretty much a shoe-in. It won't be hard to get the permits for that.
And the permit that you're having trouble with is with the Forest Service?
Yep.
So what
the
makes
Forest
you
Service.
Think you'll get the Forest Service permits coming from Central to Pine Mill?
I'm not the right-of-way engineer,
uh-huh.
But she has been keeping me up on a lot of things, and we hire out a environmental consultants that go through and they get the permitting for us, and she says we're very close. They do a number of different studies to get their permits for four different agencies. The Forest Service requires different studies.
So can you talk a little bit about then the installation and how that will affect a community, especially one like this that uses irrigation ditches?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, how does that work? Because it looks like your website, you're primarily serving small rural, that seems to be your strategic focus.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you deal with the installation in a rural community like that, and how do you repair it after an installation?
There, you know how abrasive it would be to install a water line, to install a sewer line. You have to use trenching, which means digging a big hole and coming back with it. Now, our methods, since we're using such a small conduit, I mean, some of it's as small as a pencil to as big as an inch and a quarter. It's a smaller medium that's going to run through there. And so what we use is a lot of directional drilling, a lot of plowing, and very, very little digging. We'll dig for our vaults and whatnot. And the vaults are, you know, 24 inches by 36 inches, about 24 feet deep. So they're not huge. They're placed
feet.
On this.
24 feet deep?
Inches.
Mostly. on the 24.
You said feet, but you meant inches?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And what's the spacing on them?
The spacing between the vaults? Most of the time it's like we put them at intersections or whatnot. So we can bring conduit from one vault to another vault to another vault. And then between the vaults we'll.
So there's no specified maximum distance, just where they need to do something different.
Yeah, yeah.
So here it shows, once it's all installed, theoretically, it's all installed, $70 a month as an end user. What's the cost to Pine Valley to do all this stuff to get it to the home?
The cost of construction is free.
Infrastructure.
Yeah. The cost to go to your home to a drop is free.